March 4th, Franco Santoriello.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
When Franco was a teenager, his dream was to play football. He practiced hard, got good grades to get a scholarship, and even wanted to take ballet to improve his game. While weight training, a gym buddy told him about a bodybuilding competition and urged Franco to compete. Franco thought the bodybuilders at the gym looked cool, but he wasn't interested in that sport. Still, his friend insisted, and Franco eventually agreed, and he joined the competition. He won second place, despite being the youngest of the 21 competitors. Ever since then, Franco dreamed of becoming the best bodybuilder he could be. Within a few years, he was traveling internationally and competing against the strongest men in the world. At 18, he was in Switzerland doing international bodybuilding competitions. By 24, he got his pro card. He was in the top 20 in the world and well on his way to winning Mr. Olympia, the top competition in bodybuilding. That's a lot of glory for such a young man to handle.
Self-glorifying talent leads to destruction, but God-glorifying talent leads to life and healing. For Franco, adulthood had hardly begun, and he was already signing autographs and rising in popularity with a sport that celebrated strength and power in men. But in private, he struggled with drugs and sometimes partied so hard that his workout regime took a hit. Franco knew the drugs were wrong, and when his older brother invited him to church, Franco rushed to the altar and accepted Christ because he knew he needed God and didn't want to go to hell. But the glory of bodybuilding offered so many things he didn't want to give up. Pride, drugs, and women. Franco wanted Christ as his savior, but not as his Lord. After all, he was already in his prime. His talent and good genes had already brought him so high, he was one of the strongest men in the world. Nothing could take him down. But in time, the drug use took its toll. Franco went to rehab 6 times. But the addiction still gripped him. By 30, he had done his last show. I couldn't recover. I wanted to recover, but I couldn't recover, Franco said. Eventually, he hit rock bottom and ended up in prison. Anxious, depressed, and full of despair, Franco wondered what had happened. Now overweight, there were times where he could barely walk. He survived a heroin overdose and a Widowmaker heart attack. And he needed help. While in prison, he cried out to God. Now he realized he needed more than a savior. He needed a Lord. When he read the Bible, things began to click. His spirit had been starving, and he went back to the gym and started exercising again. What started off as 5 minutes a day for the Bible and 5 for the workout turned into 4 hours a day for each. Within 9 months, he had lost 100 pounds. More importantly, he knew he had to focus on what God said. When Franco got out of prison, he was determined to continue his new regime, and he would take the gospel to the addict and the convict. Because he was a bodybuilder, he now had a platform to help others who had been just like him. Franco felt the Lord say, "What I am doing for you, I want to do it for them." At first, Franco didn't know where to begin his ministry, but God provided a way. People were asking, what had happened to Franco Santoriello? When he reappeared, he got asked to share his story, not only in prisons, but in bodybuilding, podcasts, and other venues. Franco's strength and appearance gave him credibility, and his experience made people want to listen. I lived it, Franco said. His audience was able to relate to him. Today, Franco ministers not only to prisoners and addicts, but to bodybuilders as well. There is victory. There is hope. There's life in Christ, he says. And though many enter bodybuilding, only a few make it professionally. Franco understands, however, that no matter where they end up, every athlete goes all in, and he wants to help them find their true purpose in Christ. His mission statement is to encourage, motivate, and inspire those that are broken, bound, and bruised and to living a victorious and purposeful life in Christ. Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." Think about your talents. Are you using them to glorify yourself or Christ? Self-glorifying talent leads to destruction, but God-glorifying talent leads to life and healing.
Amen. Today is March 4th. My name is Scott Davis, and I'm a youth coach at Landing Place Church in Commerce City, Colorado. And today we heard a great story about Franco Santoriello, and it was actually read by Franco Santoriello himself, which I thought was really cool. He read his own story today and helped, I think, bring, you know, some life to that only he could do, because he read into it his own feelings and things. Some takeaways from that story that came to me is that he went through some really hard times, and one of those hard times was success, right? We don't often think about success as being hard or being stressful, but it is, and it affects us in a lot of different ways, including our bodies and things. Feel stress, whether it's good stress or bad stress, it treats it much the same way. And success can often lead us astray, right? When we're being puffed up and honored and things, we often forget to glorify God in those moments. And that leads to self-destruction, right? As was the theme of the story today, instead of honoring God. And he kept those hard times and hard parts to himself, from what I heard in the story. He didn't share those with others, the drug use and other things. And this is why men need other men. Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another." And we need that. We need other men to hold us accountable and things. Franco hit rock bottom. And I looked at that and I thought, wow, how often does that happen to us, where we're so stubborn, right? We feel like we can get through this if we just, you know, muscle up and get through it. We can find our own strength. And that doesn't work, right? We find that it doesn't work, and we often hit rock bottom before we turn to God. What if we turn to him first? So my call to action for today for everyone is, turn to Christ. He's where our real strength is. Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through him who strengthens me. It's him providing the strength through us to do the things that are in his will, that are the things he wants us to succeed in for his purposes. So my encouragement to you today, and my challenge, is to find a men's group if you're not part of one. And in that men's group, or even outside of it, find another Christian man to be an accountability partner, one who you can share with, who will share with you, who will be honest with you, even if it hurts, even if it's something you don't want to hear, but you need to hear, and who will do it in a kind way, who's going to do it in a faithful way and not tear you down unnecessarily, but put you in your place, right, when you need that. We need people like that in our lives. We don't have to go through these things alone. So just a few things to think about for today. Have a great day.